The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I think I mentioned one day last week that Joy and I, we have gotten to where we are recording the evening news so that we can fast forward through the beginning of the news, because here in Central Ohio, it seems, and maybe it's just us, maybe you don't see this, but it seems like almost every night, the top story is a shooting, a murder, shooting, shooting, shooting here, shooting there, three shot here. And so often, young people, teenagers. And then today, this headline, 4 shootings, 2 fatal in 7 hours, leave investigators searching for suspects and answers. 4 shootings, 2 fatal, 7 hours. That has become the trend here in Columbus. And sadly, most of them are young people. And most of them are minority young people. If we really do believe that Black Lives Matter, then our hearts should just be aching over what's happening in all the communities, but particularly the Black community. And I think evidence and research would show that it is not poverty. Poverty can certainly enhance crime, but it doesn't cause crime. And I'm not even going to go down that trail, because there's just so much evidence of many other places around the world that have much more poverty than we do that do not have the crime. But that's what we're told, because the liberal left, for the liberal left, the answer is always more money. If schools are failing, the answer is not better teachers, better standards, or whatever. It's more money. It's always, 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 always more money. Just a few weeks ago, I wish I would have kept the audio clipped, but I didn't. The mayor of Columbus, Mayor Ginther, said, and this may not be exactly verbatim, but it's pretty close. There was a whole series of shootings, murders, and so forth over one particular weekend. He called a press conference and he said, we will keep spending until this stops. Or something close to that. We will keep spending until this stops. We will not stop spending until this stops. And then we've got this story, but talk about bizarre and absolutely tragic. There was a shooting early this morning down in Groveport at a food company, a warehouse. What is it? SK Foods, I believe. SK Foods on Troy Road in Groveport. Police were called, alerted of a shooting inside the building at 5:22 a.m. this morning. And it was a domestic dispute. two employees that knew each other. We don't know what their relationship was. The male suspect came into the locker area of the warehouse and shot a woman multiple times before leaving. She was rushed to Grant Medical Center and sadly was pronounced dead. The man who did the shooting, and again, knew the woman. We don't know what the relationship was yet. But the man who did the shooting, police occurred. He fled. He ran. And in order to get away from police, climbed a utility pole down near Alum Creek Drive. And he died as a result of electrocution from the power lines. So the victim and the suspect are both dead. But again, and I'm not making light of this, just how bizarre. Shoots a woman, kills her, tries to run from police, climbs a utility pole. How did he think he was going to escape the police by climbing a utility pole? I don't know. But he touched power lines, was electrocuted, and he has died as well. These are troubling times, and not just for Central Ohio. We are not unique. The common denominator, and I'm not smart enough to draw all of the correlation, and I'm not being facetious, I really mean that, but the common denominator is that the crime sprees are almost uniquely in Democrat-led cities. Now, that's a fact. We can debate why. Why is that? And that portion is debatable, obviously, and many people have different opinions, but one thing that is not debatable is that these are Democrat-led cities. One of the more heart-wrenching stories that I have in my stack, I was going to deal with it later, but there were more people killed in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend than those that were killed in the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. More people killed in Chicago just as a result of gun violence, more people killed over the 4th of July weekend than were killed in Highland Park. The mother of one of the victims in Chicago, not the parade shooting, the mother of one of the victims in Chicago spoke to the press and said, dignitaries, politicians have come from all over the country to go to Highland Park and pay their respects and express their sympathy. The President of the United States demanded that flags across the country be flown at half staff. The President of the United States expressed his sympathy for the families of those that were killed. And she said, my child died. And there were more people killed over the 4th of July weekend in Chicago than were killed at the parade route. She says, where is our sympathy? Where is the President of the United States? Where are the politicians? Where are the dignitaries, pardon me. She said, are we not as important? And this is the point she made, not me. She said most of the people killed at the 4th of July parade were white, upper middle class individuals. Most of the people killed in Chicago were black, lower class. Do black lives really matter? They should. Those black individuals killed through gang violence and so forth, were not their lives just as precious as the people killed at the 4th of July parade? Obviously, the answer is yes. But crime and violence has become so commonplace in Chicago and in other places that they're just forgotten. That should not be the case. It should not. Do I have all the answers? No. Don't pretend to. But I know this. What the liberal politicians are trying to do is not working. It simply is not working.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, eventually, the liberal left. Bob, how come you're always talking about the liberal left? That's all you ever talk about. Well, now it's not the only thing I talk about, but yeah, we talk about the liberal left a lot. And why? Well, if you're a longtime regular listener, you already know the answer to that. But for those of you that are new, let me give you the answer. Because everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. It kills. And we need to be constantly diligent as to what the liberal left is doing to our communities, our country, our churches. If you know anything about me, I am far more concerned about what's going on in the church than I am about what's going on in Washington, D.C. And the mainline Protestant denominations have already fallen off the edge of the earth on the left. They're already gone, done, apostate. They're done. But evangelicals, many evangelical churches are beginning to slide to the left. And that will have the same effect as the liberal left does on everything. But here is one thing we can hope for, that the liberal left becomes so ridiculously extreme. And my goodness, that is happening in so many places, that the liberal left becomes so ridiculously extreme that most people with any common sense finally wake up and say, whoa, wait a minute. That's not where I want to go. That's even too crazy for me. Well, I think that's happening in this thing of gender. This whole thing of non-binary. You can't determine when a child is born whether they're male or female. What do you mean you can't? I mean, just take a look in the diaper. You can tell whether it's a male or a female. No. That's deceiving. You don't know whether that is a male or female until they tell you. Okay. Now, at that point, any reasonable person is saying, that's nuts. What do you mean? You're crazy? You don't know whether it's a boy or a girl until they tell you? Have you completely lost your mind? And of course, the answer is yes. They have completely lost their mind. But that's what the liberal left is literally saying. And they've even gotten medical doctors and pediatricians to agree. Hey, doc, what's the gender of our baby? Well, you know, back in medical school, they told me that that would be a boy because of the anatomy, but we've learned new things now. And we really won't know whether it's a boy or a girl until, I don't know, they're 3, 4, 5 years old. Then they'll tell you what they are. even medical doctors. Well, again, the hope is that they become so extreme that anybody with any common sense says, whoa, come on. I was willing to travel in that direction, but not that far. Why do I bring that up? Brand new Pew Research Center survey. And guess what? Since they have been asking questions about gender, I say since, because 30 years ago, they didn't need to ask questions about gender. Anybody with half a brain knew what a male was, knew what a female was. They knew that. So they didn't ask questions about gender because everybody knew. But now, a record high percentage of Americans believe that people cannot change their gender. The survey, and again, this is by Pew. This is not by some Christian organization or right-wing or conservative. This is the folks at Pew Research. The survey found that 60% of U.S. adults believe, quote, that whether someone is a man or a woman is determined by the sex they were assigned at birth. Now, the good news is that 60%. The bad news is it's only 60%. So either 40% of Americans don't think that you are what sex you are because of what you were assigned at birth, or they're just confused and say, I don't know. I don't know what a man or a woman is. Like our new Supreme Court justice. I'm not a biologist. 60%. Now, the good news is, last year, it was 56%. In 2017, it was 54%. So 2017, 54% said, no, you can't change the gender. You are a man or a woman determined by the sex that you were assigned at your birth. 54% in 2017, 56% in 2021, and in 2022, a full 60%, a record high percentage of Americans. The highest group, white evangelicals, 87%. And that's an increase. Last year, it was just 85%. Black Protestants, 70% say you can't change your gender. And that's an increase over 64%. Catholics, 62%. So little by little, there is some good news. Common sense is on life support, but it's not yet dead.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.